Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9. Today we are starting a new chapter. The title of the chapter is The Appearance of Demon Dhritarasura. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
स्वयं रूप गदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सता नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9. The title of the chapter is Appearance of Demon Dhritarasura. Srila Prabhupada gives an introduction. We will read the introduction and go to the text number 1. Appearance of Demon Dhritarasura. As described in this chapter, Indra, the king of heaven, killed Vishwarupa, and therefore Vishwarupa's father performed a yajna to kill Indra. When Dhritarasura appeared from that yajna, the demigods in fear sought shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and glorified him. Because of the affection for the demons, Vishwarupa secretly supplied them the remnants of yajna. When Indra learned about this, he beheaded Vishwarupa, but he later regretted killing Vishwarupa because Vishwarupa was a Brahmana. Although competent to neutralize the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, Indra did not do so. Instead, he accepted the reactions. Later, he distributed these reactions among the land, water, trees, and women in general. Since the land accepted one-fourth of the sinful reaction, a portion of the land turned into desert. The trees were also given one-fourth of the sinful reaction, and therefore they dripped sap, which is prohibited for drinking. Because women accepted one-fourth of the sinful reaction, they are untouchable during the menstrual period. Since water was also infested with sinful reactions, when bubbles appear in water, it cannot be used for any purpose. After Vishwarupa was killed, his father Tvashta performed a sacrifice to kill King Indra. Unfortunately, if mantras are chanted irregularly, they yield an opposite result. This happened when Tvashta performed this yajna. While performing the sacrifice to kill Indra, Tvashta chanted a mantra to increase Indra's enemies. But because he chanted the mantra wrong, the sacrifice produced an asura named Dhritarasura, of whom Indra was the enemy. When Dhritarasura was generated from the sacrifice, his fierce features made the whole world afraid, and his personal effulgence diminished even the power of the demigods. Finding no other means of protection, the demigods began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of all the souls of sacrifice, who is supreme throughout the entire universe. The demigods all worshipped him because ultimately no one but him can protect living entity from fear and danger. Seeking shelter of a demigod instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead is compared to trying to cross the ocean by grasping the tail of a dog. A dog can swim, but that does not mean that one can cross the ocean by grasping a dog's tail. Being pleased with the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advised them to approach Dadishi to beg him for the bones of his own body. Dadishi would comply with the request of the demigods, and with the help of his bones, Vritrasura would be killed. Text number 1. Sri Suta Uvacha Tasyasam Vishwarupasya Siramsi Trini Bharata Soma Pitam Sura Pitam Annadam Iti Sushruma Sri Suka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Siramsi Trinibharata Siramsi Trinibharata Somapitam Surapitam Somapitam Surapitam Annadam Idi Sushruma Annadam Idi Sushruma Sri Suka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Siramsi Trinibharata Somapitam Surapitam Annadam Idi Sushruma Sri Suka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Siramsi Trinibharata Somapitam Surapitam Annadam Idi Sushruma Sri Suka Uvacha Sri Sukadeva Goswami said Tasya of him asan there were Vishwarupasya of Vishwarupa the priest of the demigods Siramsi heads Trini three Bharata O Maharaj Parikshit Somapitam used for drinking the beverage Soma Surapitam used for drinking wine Annadam used for eating Iti thus Sushruma I have heard by the Parampara system Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Liki. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, Vishwarupa, who was engaged as the priest of the demigods, had three heads. He used one to drink the beverage Somarasa, another to drink wine, and the third to eat food. O King Parikshit, thus I have heard from authorities. Translation responsibly, please. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued. Vishwarupa, who was engaged as the priest of the demigods, had three heads. He used one to drink the beverage Somarasa, another to drink wine, and the third to eat food. O King Parikshit, Thus I have heard from authorities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One cannot directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king and other inhabitants, or how they perform their various engagements, for one, no one can go to the heavenly planets. Although modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One must hear from authorities. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, a great personality, says, "What I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from authoritative sources." This is the Vedic system. The Vedic knowledge is called Shruti because it must be received by being heard from authorities. It is beyond the realm of our false experimental knowledge. So, we are starting a chapter here where Vishwarupa, son of Tvashta, was the priest for the demigods. But there was a small, Vishwarupa had from father's side and from mother's side. From father's side, demigods, and mother's side, she has some connection with the demons also. So, Vishwarupa, while performing the sacrifice, so openly he was performing the sacrifice and offering the benefits to devatas, demigods. But internally, or maybe it was very secretly, he was offering some benefits of the sacrifice to demons also. So that way, the demigods are flourishing and the demons are also given a part so that they can also flourish. So this is very noble thought, but Indra didn't like it. So Indra beheaded. It's going to happen in this chapter. Here Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Vishwarupa, who was engaged as the priest of demigods, had three heads. These things are sometimes mind-boggling. With one head only we have a lot of problems. One head and two hands, we have a lot of problems and a lot of issues going on. When we hear from the Shastra that Brahmaji has four heads, and it is also mentioned that this universe is very smallest universe. Our universe, Brahma, only has four heads. There are other Brahmas, like when Krishna was there in Dwaraka, there are at that time, our Chaturmukha Brahma, he thought, just I am the Brahma, so he got little bit puffed up. So he just wanted to see Lord Krishna. So when Brahmaji went to see, and then at that time, so it's a etiquette, not just walk in or something. It's not like a walk in. So just asked the doorkeeper. So then the doorkeeper asked, whom should I say? He went and said, Brahma is there. So then Krishna asked him, which Brahma? So then he came back and asked, which Brahma? Like Krishna is asking. So Krishna, Brahma thought, bewildered a little bit. I thought, I am the Brahma. And then why Krishna is asking which Brahma? So then he said, still Krishna is asking, we can't be rude. So he said, please, the Chaturmukha Brahma has come. Chaturmukha Brahma is going inside, you have to get the permission. So Lord Krishna, just that time when Chaturmukha Brahma is going in, he's saying other Brahmas, eight-headed, ten-headed, or 100-headed, 1,000-headed, so many Brahmas are coming. And the Jayavara just paying obeisance. And there is a krita, they are just paying obeisance, and you get to produce a sound. So our Brahma is just sitting there in the corner, all the 1,000-headed Brahmas and the 100-headed Brahmas are thinking I could understand. Then later Brahma could realize, okay, so this is according to the complexity of the universe, how the heads of the Brahma, our universe is a very small universe, so that's why Lord Brahma has only four heads. So here we find Tvashta has three heads actually. So this is these type of things are a little bit, when people read, they think, it can be some grandmother story or something, or just somebody to terrorize people, or just some kind of stories. No, this is a problem. Actually, our problem is we try to think whatever tallies with my reasoning or tallies with my understanding, that is correct. If it does not tally with mine, then it cannot exist. This is our problem. Our problem is we try to superimpose our deficiencies on these facts also. For example, I cannot lift Govardhan Hill. Okay. So the postulation is like I cannot lift Govardhan Hill. So that means nobody can lift Govardhan Hill. And we come to the conclusion for the Govardhan Hill lifting is like some kind of story. This is our problem. Our problem is we are superimposing our deficiency on others also, and Supreme Personality also, we are superimposing our deficiency. You are deficient, you cannot lift, but that doesn't mean that nobody can lift. So this is this mentality, this is our problem. The material world, the mentality is very, very proud, nothing. We have not achieved anything, we are very proud also. What have we achieved? Everything is given by the Lord. All these things, all the facilities are given, intelligence is given, knowledge is given, all the apparatus, everything is given. You have to just assemble only. And we get very proud about all of that. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nimitta Matram Bhava Sabhyasati. You just become an instrument. If you become an instrument in the hands of Krishna, then automatically Krishna only arranges everything. It's not that I am doing this, I am doing this. No, Krishna arranges everything because, and kindly he gives the credit to us. This is the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful that he could give the credit to himself. No, he doesn't want to give the credit. He just gives the credit to the devotees. And obviously, the devotee gives the credit to Krishna. Devotee doesn't think. Srila Prabhupada was asked in Melbourne, this by the reporter, are you God? This is a typical interviewer question. Are you God? Prabhupada said, I am not God. I am servant of God. Immediately he corrected himself. No, I am not even servant of God. I am trying to be servant of God. And servant of God is a very, very great position. Very great privilege actually. Who are servants of God? Like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Narada Muni. Big, great. They are the servant of God. We are like a servant aspiring. That's why devotees write, no? Like when they are, you are servant. No? You are not servant. You are aspiring to be a servant. We all can aspire to become a servant of God. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, our position is dasanu, dasanu. Gopi bhattu patakamalayo, dasa, dasanu, dasanu. That is how much we are... Dasana, 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 then that is our glory actually. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains here, one cannot directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king and other inhabitants, or how they perform their various engagements, for no one can go to the heavenly planets. Because this is now, the knowledge acquiring, there are three ways. In the modern, we have four ways actually. Normally, the Shastra says only three ways. Shastra, the knowledge acquiring has three ways. What are the three ways? Anyone remember? Any three ways of acquiring knowledge? Other than Google. Yeah. Google is the fourth way. Google is the fourth way of acquiring knowledge. Yeah. Three ways, yes. Hearing.
Yeah.
Seeing. Hearing and seeing, yeah. Yeah. And anything called logic. Because logically you can conclude something, correct? Sometimes, you know, like a, this is like a, sometimes, you know, like this is a, the month of maybe April, or whatever month. So the mangoes will come. Prabhupada gives the example. We are not manufacturing anything. Eh? Prabhupada gives the example. So by logic, next April comes. Okay, last April mango came. So this April mango will come. So this is like a logic. Sometimes logic works like that also. And sometimes, you know, like a, I have not seen my great grandfather. I have not seen. So you can use your logic. Yes. Everybody has a father, every son has a father, so his father will have another father. My father. So he would have a great grandfather. So like that, I might not have seen, but I can still conclude, yes, I had my great grandfather. So that is Shastra. There are three ways of acquiring knowledge. You rightly pointed out, Prabhu. This is one way of acquiring knowledge is pratyaksha. Pratyakshana, I just see. Sometimes in the material world, most of the time people have this very proudly saying, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. They want to see something and then only they will believe. They have already seen the electromagnetic waves, they have seen all the micro, all the virus, everything they have seen. Now they are believing. So there is a seeing only believe. They will see and then only they will believe. Otherwise, anything I don't see, I don't believe. This is one pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, sometimes it will work. Yeah, I can see something. But pratyaksha will not work all the time. pratyaksha. And then anumana. Anumana is logic. Some of the things you can understand by logic, some extrapolation. You can do little bit of thinking, little bit of you can understand some of the things by logic, but not everything can be understood by logic also. There are certain things which you can't understand by logic. Srila Prabhupada gives the famous example of you want to understand who your father is, you want to know who your father is. How do we understand by logic? What can't understand? You can't go around and keep on researching, and you can't do that. So we have to understand who the father is, so we have to ask mother. The same way, this is pratyaksha, anumana, and the last one is sabda brahma. Sabda brahma is like is hearing from the authorities, hearing from the Vedas, hearing from the Shastras. Yeah, this is the way of acquiring knowledge. If we acquire knowledge, because there are different pros and cons. Actually, for hearing from authorities, there is no cons, only pros only. Because other methods, there are pros and cons are there. So this is Srila Prabhupada says you can't directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king and other inhabitants, or how they perform their various engagements, for no one can go to the heavenly planets. You can't just go and find out and then come back and tell, okay, these are all things happened, and Indra Dev is sitting there, Chandra Dev is sitting, Vayu is sitting. You can't do all of that like that. Why? Because this is like, that's a different realm. Here from our situation, we can understand that. So we have to depend on some description. For example, even somebody is sitting somewhere in India. Okay, there is a country called something, some country, I don't know. I may not have gone to the country, may not even know the country existed. But still the newspaper, there is a pamphlet coming, there is a brochure coming, there is a newspaper coming. So then we know, oh, there is a country called such and such. So then we can find out what are they doing. So there is a way. So Srila Prabhupada always asks him, if you put your faith in newspaper, why can't I put my faith in the Shastra? This is Prabhupada's argument. Prabhupada, you are putting your faith in newspaper. You think there is a country called America, there is a country called that one, country called this one, and all the descriptions you have. But if you can put the faith in the newspaper just produced by some human beings, 100 years old or whatever the newspaper may be running, why can't I put my faith in the Shastra? Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vedas, Upanishad, why can't I put my faith in that? Is it something unreasonable? Is it unreasonable to put a faith in the Shastra? Maybe some people are thinking, that's all right. Doesn't matter, because this is like we take a Shastra Pramana. In Bhagavad Gita, the 16th chapter, Krishna says, Yes, Shastra vidim utsrijya vartate dhamakarata nasa siddhim vatnoti na sukam na param gatim. If somebody, yet Shastra vidim utsrijya, if somebody is rejecting the Shastra, what they are not going to get anything in this life, and not going to get next life also. Then he says, Tasmat Shastram Pramanante Karya Karya Avastito Nyatva. This is like a Tasmat Shastram. No, this is Shastra, is the Pramana actually. No, sometimes in the court you go and you ask, Where is the proof? They ask for a proof. But the proof is Shastra only. There is nothing like another proof. No? Like if Shastra says something, and that is the proof. And who is saying all that? I am not saying. Even Sukadeva Goswami, the greatest authority. When Sukadeva Goswami is in the assembly, entering into the assembly of Maharaj Parikshit, all these great sages are situated there. Even Vyasadeva, even Narada Muni, even Parashuram, they are also sitting there. And that Sukadeva Goswami is saying, it is Sushruma. I have heard from the authorities. So that means, what is the level of the dependence on the Shastra, dependent on the authority. It's very important for us actually. Because this is iti susruma, he says the Prabhupada quotes this iti susruma many times. We heard about the Ajamil pastimes, when Ajamila pastime was happening, and Yamaraj, Yamadutas are there, and there is a conversation between Yamaduras and Vishnudutas. And then Vishnudutas are asking this question. So he says, Veda Narayana Sakshat. They are not very well educated or well qualified in all these things, but still they knew Veda Narayana Sakshat. Vedas are directly emanating from Supreme Lord Narayana, and then they are saying, it is Sushruta, we have heard from the authorities, like Yamaraj, we have heard all of this. So this is the way to acquire knowledge. Iti susruma means, this is like a, this is the way of hearing. By hearing you get this knowledge. That knowledge is much more dependable than seeing and then making logic. This is the Vedic system. That's what Prabhupada says here. This is the Vedic way of understanding. Although the modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. Actually, we don't even have to debate the going to the moon business, actually. Because even the, leave alone devotees, actually. Even among the materialistic people, there is no consensus. Even materialistic people also, they don't say that the three people have went to the moon. They don't even agree. Or leave alone devotees and all the followers of the Vedic system. They don't agree. They don't even agree. They went to some Arizona, somewhere they did something, finished. We don't even have to discuss that. Because even they don't agree, then how will we agree? Because that's what Srila Prabhupada said. Moon planet is a heavenly planet. You can't just go and start one vehicle and then go to the moon planet and then come. No, it doesn't work like that. So this is another way of fooling around. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One must hear from authorities. The hearing from authorities is very important. So Srila Prabhupada explains in a purport very nicely. I'll just read a small section of the purport. Pramana means proof. Vaishnava philosophers condense all the different types of pramanas into three: pratyaksha, anumana, and sabda. Pratyaksha means direct evidence given by the senses. But since the senses are imperfect, pratyaksha often has to be corrected by higher knowledge. So this is the proper point. So why you say seeing is believing? Most of the time people see and believe, but pratyaksha has a defect. So the material conditioning, four conditions are there. The imperfect senses, we have a tendency to commit mistake, tendency to cheat, and what is the fourth one? Anyone remember? Four things are there. I have written down here anyway. limited self-perception. Sometimes when you put a stick into water, everybody that's done the experiment in the school, put a stick into the water, the stick looks a little bit of a bent. Stick is not bent. Our vision or whatever the displacement or whatever they call. So simple things like that. It's not. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, but since the senses are imperfect, pratyaksha often has to be corrected by higher knowledge. Anumana refers to deductive knowledge and inductive logic, which depends on the validity of its premises and reasons, and so cannot prove anything with final certainty. Sabda means receiving knowledge from authoritative source. Vedic knowledge is Sabda Brahma. This is particularly applicable to transcendental subject matter which cannot be understood by the empirical and theorizing methods. Empirical and theorizing methods cannot understand that. Because that's why this subject matter has to be understood in the disciplic succession. That is why Sukadeva Goswami is also saying. Sukadeva Goswami, great personality. For him, also the method is, the empirical method is not going to work. And how will it work for us, actually? So this is what our dependency should be on the Shastra. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Any method, any formula, any proposal somebody is saying, immediately we can put that into test. We have a test. Sadhu, what the sadhus are saying, what shastras are saying, sadhu, shastra, guru. Finally, guru is the authority. What the guru is saying, guru customizes it. Guru's position is very special, actually. Guru, sometimes, you know, like depending on the disciple's position, mentality, or his situation, guru gives a different instruction. Srila Prabhupada has done many times. You know, like Srila Prabhupada will talk to one person, you are a sannyasi, why you are sitting in the place, you should go around. But another person will say, you are a sannyasi, why are you going around? You have to sit in one place. Because sometimes we may see, oh, this is a contradiction. Because here one person sannyasi, he says you have to go around. The other person sannyasi, you have to sit here. No, we may think from our limited vision. But Prabhupada knows cosmos for that particular person, his temperament, his situation, sitting in one place and doing that management or whatever it may be, that will be beneficial for him or for others also. For other person, that he has to, should not sit around here, he should go around. So that is why Guru's analysis is better for us. Final authority, Guru is the final authority. Sadhu will give, yes, Sadhu generally will give instruction and Shastra will also give instruction. But Guru, he customizes all these things and gives suitable instruction or suitable guidance for the disciple. So that is, that way we have a test, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. So that way we have, our progress is very, very carefully given the direction. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, Sukadeva Goswami, a great personality, says, what am I describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from authoritative sources. Sukadeva Goswami is quoting the sources. Even Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna speaks also, he doesn't say that, oh, I think like that, no. He says in the 17th chapter, 18th chapter, he says, all the Veda, all the Quran, this is the way it is described. This is the way it is described. Even Arjuna says also. Arjuna, in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, like there is one place where, one second. उत्सन्न कुल धर्माणां मनुष्याणां जनार्दना नरके नियतां वासो भवति अनुसुश्रुम. This is, he says, O Krishna, maintainer of people, I have heard by disciplic succession that whose family traditions are destroyed dwell always in hell. This is anusushruma, iti sushruma, anusushruma. And Krishna also says, shruno. This is 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He says, you hear from me. Krishna also repeated, if you look for Shunu, that in the Vedic scripture, there are so many places the Shunu will come. Because this is like you see. Vedic scripture doesn't talk about you have to see first. No need of seeing. That is why we have to hear. When we hear, then we understand. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, we are not interested in seeing God. We are not interested. Sometimes people, oh, you are not interested in seeing God. No, we are interested not in seeing God that much, because we just want to do service to the Lord and the Lord will come and see us. This is the way. It's not like Lord cannot be understood by, I want to see him, I want to see him. We can't even see a counselor, a member of parliament, you can't see just like that. You can't go walk into his room, you have to fix appointment and some procedure, all these things has to be done. Then only you can see him. How can we see God? I want to see God now, then only I'm going to pick up the mala and I'm going to chant Hare Krishna. No, it doesn't work like that. So when we render service to the Lord, and then what happens, out of his kindness, Lord sees, oh, this fellow is trying to do something, trying to understand me. Let me give this knowledge. Let me give the understanding. Let me, this Krishna makes all the arrangement for us. So then understanding God becomes easier. So that's why we are not of that sort. Seeing is believing. Actually, he is not believing at all actually. I'm seeing is like a, sometimes it may be some of the very basic things we'll see, but we can't go beyond that. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, what I am describing to you, O King, or what I have heard from authoritative sources, this is the Vedic system. Arjuna also says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when he is talking about Krishna, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava, Purusham Saswatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam. He understood Krishna's glories and then immediately he says, it's not like that. Some people may say Arjuna is his friend, no, he is just like a flattering king or something. No. Then he says, Ahustva Rishayah Sarve, Devarishi Naradastata, Asito Devalo Vyasaha, Swayam Shaiva Bhavishi. Now, how are we concluding this? Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Narada. All these great personalities, they say, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Then only he says, why Param Brahma Parandama? Because based on this authority. All the authorities have clearly mentioned Veda Narayana Sakshat. This is the way to conclude. Not just like some few people say that this person is God, immediately everybody calls him God. It doesn't work like that. So this method is, Prabhupada says also, the way to understand this is either directly hear from God or hear from the authorities. And there is the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the understanding how the whole thing comes down. Ivam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam vivasvan manave praha Manu Iksha Ikshvahu Abravid. I instructed the imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan, and Vivaswan instructed to Manu, and the father of mankind. Manu in turn instructed to Ikshvahu. This is the way to understand the Vedas, by hearing them from the proper authority, the spiritual master. So this is the way to understand. That is why Shastra very much recommends not to just hear here and there, no? Like we have to hear from the authority. And also, who are the authorities? It's Srimad Bhagavatam mentions, yesterday we had Rashika Chadurdasi. Prahlad Maharaja is one of the authority. This is Swayambhu, Sambhu, Narada, Kapila, Janaka, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Vyasaki. All these 12 people, they are the authorities. Because they are the authorities, means they have understood the subject matter, and then they will be able to give guidance to the mankind. So, if Mahajana, Ena Katasa Panta, whatever the Panta, whatever the path they have chalked down, if you follow that path, then we will also reach the same destination. Like the path given by Prahlad Maharaj, given by Brahmaji, by Lord Shiva, Kapila Dev, all this, then that is the path we have to follow. That not any path, any, sometimes the people have this misunderstanding, any path you follow, you will save to the same result. You know, like this one always constant propaganda, like they say, you follow anything, yatoma tatopa. Whatever you path follow, you will reach. But that doesn't work. You buy a ticket to Sydney, you go to Sydney only. You can't go to other place. Like, same way, you have to follow a path. That path has been chopped down by the great authorities. Like here, Subhadeva Goswami and all the Dharmaraj, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma Dev. These are all the personality. And Srila Prabhupada is concluding that Vedic knowledge is called Shruti because it must be received by being heard from authorities. It is beyond the realm of our false experimental knowledge. This knowledge in the material world is experimental, because we find it many times. One person comes, one scientist comes, he proposes a theory, or this is the theory, and he will get the Nobel Prize, blah blah blah. Next 2-3 years people will talk about it. And then after that, another 2-3 years later, another person comes, whatever he said is all garbage. Now I am proposing another theory. What happened to your theory? Like this, if you are glorifying him for the last 3 years, and then your theory is now like a garbage. Now the other fellow comes and he puts, oh, all that is garbage. Now I am putting a different theory. And then after 5 years, another fellow comes, oh, that second one, that is also garbage. Now I am putting a third garbage. Now give me Nobel Prize. Like this is going on. But have you ever seen this Bhagavad Gita? Imam Vivaswate Yogam. That's it. The same 700 slokas, same 18 chapters. Nothing changed. Nothing can change also. Can't change anything. Because that is what subject matter is. And this subject matter was applicable to Arjuna, applicable to Vivaswan, applicable to me, applicable to another 10,000 young somebody else will come, for them also it will be applicable. That is knowledge. That is subject matter what we have to be interested in. Not that something comes and stays for some time, and then another few years somebody comes and then completely wipes everything, and then this is used. No, we are not interested in that subject matter. So that is Bhagavad Gita. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. This subject of matter is so valuable, and this will completely, even as years may come, centuries may go, and so many universes will come and go, this knowledge will remain. So that type of knowledge we have to take shelter, and this is the way we can be assured that we are getting the right knowledge. And that's why, and what this Vyasadeva, Subhadeva Goswami, and all this great authority, what is their motive? What is their motive? They don't have to know. See, in the material world, they have to publish a book or something, they have a motive. I have to make money, I have to do this. What Subhadeva Goswami has to do anything with this, actually? Nothing, actually. He doesn't gain anything. And he is self-satisfied. Like Krishna is self-satisfied, he is self-satisfied. Narada Muni, what does he gain from us, actually? We can't do any benefit to Narada Muni. Like we can't do any benefit to Prabhupada also. But only thing we can attempt, whatever he has given, we try to understand, assimilate, and try to give this, distribute this knowledge. That will please, that will give a little bit of, that is the only way. Because otherwise, they don't need anything. Atmaram. Krishna is Atmaram. Devotee, pure devotees also Atmaram. They don't need anything from us. But only thing is their compassion. Because of the compassion only we are sitting here. Because of Prabhupada's compassion. Like yesterday, Prahlad Maharaj's compassion. Prahlad Maharaj was given the boon. Like you come. Vaikuntha. I am not interested in coming to Vaikuntha. Because I just want to, if at all I come to Vaikuntha, I will come with all the Rakshasa friends also. I want to take all of them also. He's a Goshti Anandi. He doesn't want to go alone. Like, he wants to take everyone. Srila Prabhupada also. Srila Prabhupada didn't want to go alone to Vrindavan and go back home, back to that. He wanted all of us. That's why he took trouble all the way in Vrindavan, from leaving Vrindavan. Nobody will leave Vrindavan in that advanced stage. Nobody will leave. And Prabhupada left. But only then, wherever he left, he carried Vrindavan. That most people didn't understand. Because he came with Krishna, and then he distributed Krishna to so many people. Now everywhere Vrindavan. Prabhupada came here. He said, where the deities are worshipped nicely. It is not Melbourne anymore. It is Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada's contribution. Prabhupada's contribution is Prabhupada made Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, everywhere. Now you go all over the world, there is Vaikuntha there. Where there is a deities are worshipped nicely, everything is happening, and you get association, you get wonderful prasadam, everything is there. So that is the contribution, that type of contribution. And all of the financial Prabhupada says, in the Bhagavad Gita, if you read in that end of introduction, Prabhupada says, foreword, he says, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and he makes his life perfect and he goes back to Godhead, I consider all these efforts worthwhile. Sometimes we wonder, all these things, is it worthwhile? Sometimes we also have a doubt, when we do some, every day so much service, this, that. And Prabhupada has done so much, and he is saying all these things he has done. He has done millions and millions of devotees, and more devotees are coming. And he is saying, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and understands and goes back to Godhead, I consider all these efforts as worthwhile. What kind of humility is that? Okay. Millions are going. It's a wholesale travel to Vaikuntha. Prabhupada's mercy. But still Prabhupada considered himself, even one person reads also and understands and goes back. Then that is considered success actually. So this is the way we can understand how the knowledge. Now we're going to read further on how the Indra pastime. Where is Indra going to behead Vishwarupa, we are going to read them. So this authority, learning from authority, hearing from the authority, that is the way to understand. The other ways of acquiring knowledge is not going to be that beneficial. It will give some knowledge, some understanding. You want to go from here to Blackburn. Okay, if you put Google Map, you will understand that. No problem. But it may not give you the knowledge how to go back to Godhead. That may not, Google may not give you, unless otherwise Google has your Prabhupada's books there. Then it will give. Okay, you have to go, you have to chant Hare Krishna, you have to. Then it will understand. Otherwise, mundane knowledge you can get something from here, there, from newspaper, from there. But transcendental knowledge will not be able to get from there. So for that, we have to depend on the Sadhu Sastra Guru. And here, all the authorities, even Subhadeva Goswami, he says, I heard from authority. Even Lord Krishna says, I heard from authority. Who can be better authority than Krishna? But even Krishna says, because he is performing the role in the human society, he also abides by all these rules and regulations. Let's stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. When we ask for guidance from our guru and provide us some instructions, if we don't fully understand the instruction at the time, how do we maintain faith to accept the instruction?
If we don't understand the instruction, we can clarify. So there is nothing like, Guru is not like a, say something, that's it, one sentence and goes away. That's why there is a time where we can Guru, disciple, ask questions too. That is what the whole purpose is. If you read in Bhagavad Gita, the 4.34, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnana Jnanina Tattva Darshina. This is Tadvidhi Pranipatena. This to render some service and then Pariprashnena. Not one prashna. It's not like the whole thing will be finished in one question. Yes, that's it. Okay, I'm going. Some people it may work, but sometimes pariprashnena, we have to ask questions, get it clarified. Get question, clarify question. Like that it will work. And Guru is also very compassionate actually. Guru is not like a 1,000 times I told you, why are you asking again? He's not going to say that, you didn't understand certain part, then I will explain. This is, look at Krishna. After speaking 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, anybody who talks 18 chapters, they will say, I have said everything. Just listen and then otherwise get lost. But Krishna didn't do that. Krishna says, after speaking 18 chapters, he says to Arjuna, now you deliberate and fully karishye yata ichchasi tata kuru. And after talking about 18 chapters, he said, told Arjuna, Arjuna, I have given all the knowledge, all these things I have given. Now, deliberate on it fully and then do what you think you want to do. Yata ichchasi tata kuru. Krishna is not going to force us. Krishna will not force us, okay, do this or do that. Krishna will give all the knowledge, all the understanding, and then the desire has to come from the living entity. The living entity, yes, Krishna. That's why Arjuna did. He says, I understood everything. Karishye vachanam tava. I will follow whatever instructions. So same thing. We also have the conclusion also after reading Bhagavad Gita. We have the conclusion that yes, Krishna, whatever you say, I will try to follow that. And follow it. Not even try it till we follow that, whatever you have given. Same way, Guru also. Guru will give instructions sometimes how to apply that in our life. There may be some difficulty will be there. Doesn't matter, but you can go Guru. So Guru, I'm trying to follow this. The blah blah problems are there. So Guru, okay, do this way, that way. So he will give guidance, and then we'll take the guidance and then apply it in our life. So that is a bona fide process of acquiring, getting knowledge, and also by seva. By doing seva, then we get knowledge. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.